not afraid anymore. Said, you know, I always had you, baby. Just waiting for you to find what you were looking for. It came upon me way, long way. You're the reason I'm still here.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden will give an exclusive interview to ABC News this week in the wake of last week's debate performance, a portion of which will run Friday on World News Tonight and the extended version Sunday on This Week.
The White House says we will be seeing a lot more of him next week, including during a press conference that he's expected to give during the NATO summit right here in Washington, D.C. And then on Friday, our very own George Stephanopoulos will sit down with President Biden for an exclusive, the first since that debate.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The New York judge who presided over Donald Trump's hush money fraud trial pushed sentencing all the way back into September. Judge Juan Marchand wants to review the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani has been disbarred in New York for what the state says were his demonstrably false and misleading statements as the former president tried for re-election. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The fireworks and celebrate Independence Day with the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. Save 50% off site-wide and fire up the perfect backyard cookout with tender steaks, juicy burgers, deli-style franks, and more family favorites. Shop today at omahasteaks.com and score an extra $30 off when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. Plus, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. August milk down 45 to 1962, September down 28 to 2006, October down 16 to 2005, November down 22 to 1976. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels up 2 3/4 to 188, 40-pound block steady at 190, 10 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 313 3/4, no trades. Grade A non-fed dry milk down 1 to 117, 3 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 49, 1 trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher as the market found technical support at the 40-day moving average and strong fundamentals with tight supplies and exceptional consumer demand. Hog markets higher in the nearby months as the pork cutout values were higher, and that helped to support prices. August live cattle up 82 cents to 85.10. August feeder cattle up 372 to 261.10. July hogs up 2 cents to 89.22. Corn markets mostly higher. Ethanol margins are higher. That's helping to support some corn demand. There's also rains continuing to work through the western part of the corn belt with flooding issues. Soybeans mostly higher due to strength in meal and also in soybean oil prices as well. Wheat markets lower due to continued harvest pressure and strength in the dollar. July corn up 3 3/4 to 402. New crop up 3/4 to 421 1/4. July beans up 5.5 to 11.65. New crop up 2 to 11.13. July soybean meal up 3.20 to 368.90. July soybean oil up $1.10 to 46.93. July wheat in Chicago down 7 3/4 to 561.5. September down 9 1/4 to 581. Minneapolis wheat July steady at 628. September up or down 1 1/4 to 631. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand Cash and August and September corn 356, new crop 366. Cash and August beans at 11 even, new crop at 1033. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 383, August 378, September 373, new crop 376 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash in August, corn 383, new crop 376. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 358, new crop 366. Cash beans 1098, new crop 1038. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 370, new crop 371, cash beans 1093, new crop 1028. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 391, August 383, new crop 376. Cash beans 1134, August 1122, new crop 1054. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 358, new crop 366. Cash beans 1105, new crop 1041. Cargill and La Crosse, beef fed cattle 184 to 202, Holstein fed cattle 165 to 185, market cows 100 to 142, bulls 135 to 172, calves 310 to 930, beef steers 174 to 375, Holstein steers 172 to 382. Equity sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 105 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 220 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 188 to 198, finished beef heifers 188 to 197, finished dairy steers 174 to 183, market cows 110 to 134, market bulls 145 to 178.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, Contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to 3 streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 81. More rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. There could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch or more possible. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Jealous man, I look the other way. They're hitting on her every night and day. They telephone her, they try and get to her, but I know they can't. Oh, she never lets it go. Every move, hoping she don't love me. I know it by the way they hang around, but they don't realize there's more to her than what meets the eye. That's why I'm certain, no matter what they do, to reach her
tan toes,
tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, yeah. Taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Guitar and my dark sunglasses, this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the everything gets hotter when the sun goes when down.
The sun goes
when the sun
down.
Goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun.
Someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now. They're meeting in the middle, working it out. They finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around, and mama's way of thinking. Her daddy used to go out every night with his friends, and mama stayed home taking care of the kids. Daddy didn't mind the way it was arranged. To his way of thinking, it didn't seem strange. Then one night mama met him at the door, 'cause the key in his hand didn't work anymore. Mama said more than the locks have changed, there's a new set of rules for this old game. Yeah, the daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better. Something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around, and mama's way of thinking. Mm-hmm. been some time since she laid down the law, but daddy don't seem to mind at all. He comes straight home when the workday's through. He's even done the dishes a time or two. Late last night when the lights were low, daddy told mama, I love you so. Early this morning, mama said to him, you just might get to be a daddy again. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's saying thank you. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Paul Overstreet and Daddy's Coming Round here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. We have a clear sky, temperatures in the mid-60s across the region. Going to be a nice day today, but we do have more showers and storms on the way, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, Dennis Guy is in, our NAFB colleague from Canada, and he's going to give us an update on some of the Canadian weather and Canadian crop conditions as well. That's coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The Farm Workforce Modernization Act is caught up in the immigration debate. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Farmers and ranchers are facing escalating costs and challenges to their operations that, at last count, were forcing the closure of at least 14 state of Washington farms and ranches every week. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse doesn't like the sound of that.
That's a very disturbing number that you give, that we're losing farms at that rate. But it's the truth. That's what's happening. It's happening in the state of Washington. It's happening all over the country.
But the Republican says there is work being done to help solve some of the problems.
Part of the solution, it's not all of it, but a part of the solution is to have a reliable legal workforce in our country. So my legislation, the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, I think does a lot of good things to help provide that reliable legal workforce.
But Newhouse says it's not yet made it out of committee.
But frankly, I gotta say, in the current environment, when we have the number of illegal crossings across the border, the southern border particularly, it's really difficult to interest a lot of my colleagues in Congress on anything that has to do with the subject of immigration.
Newhouse says, though, on the bright side,
because of some of the pressures on our farmers that we talked about that really making it difficult to survive, members of Congress, my colleagues, are hearing from farmers in their districts telling them of the challenges and the difficulties they're having just staying afloat. And so a lot of people are waking up to the fact that these are urgent issues that we've got to address.
Newhouse says he's not giving up. He's always hopeful that there'll be a way to get there, but he does admit it won't be easy. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 81. More rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. There could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch or more possible. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Katie's sitting on a roll front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy. Tommy slips something over him. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jody Messina, stand by me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid-60s across the region this morning. While the wet conditions across Wisconsin have basically provided farmers with some challenges this growing season, also it's highlighting the value of agriculture practices that promote resilience in the face of extreme weather. Now, practices related to improving soil health and incorporating resilience in organic systems will be a focus of UW-Madison's Organic Grain Resource and Information Network Field Day series. Now, the first showcase will be on July 11th. That will be next Thursday at the Arlington Research Station in Arlington, and it'll start at 9 a.m. Then they'll also have one on August 20th. A cover crop conversation that will be held at Hoffman Organic Farms. And if you'd like more information on either of those showcases, just contact your local extension office. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group, 60 years of auction excellence. Voters in Denver, Colorado will have a new measure on the ballot this fall after an animal rights group was successful in securing enough signatures for a vote to ban livestock processing in the city. I'll have more details when we come back. Steffes Group bringing you another great American classic this July, a summer auction. With over 60 years of auction experience, Steffes Group is proud to present the Grand Island Late Model Equipment Auction in Nebraska. This timed online auction, closing on Wednesday, July 17th at 10 a.m. Central, features equipment located at the Husker Harvest Days location. Can't make it to Nebraska? Go to steffesgroup.com for complete equipment descriptions and pictures. Auction to include late model tractors, combines, sprayers, headers, and more. Bidding opens on Wednesday, July 10th at 8 a.m. Central and closes on Wednesday, July 17th at 10 a.m. Central. Don't miss out on the chance to bid on late model farm equipment at the Grand Island Late Model Equipment Auction. Again, bidding closes on Wednesday, July 17th at 10 a.m. Central. That's steffesgroup.com. In November of 2022, voters in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, rejected a ban on livestock slaughter facilities in their city limits. In their case, that ban was being pushed by a group of wealthy residents who were concerned about the value of their million-dollar homes. Well, this November, voters in Denver, Colorado, will get to make a similar choice, as an animal rights group has secured enough signatures to get their livestock slaughter ban on the ballot. The ban is being pushed by a group of activists called Pro Animal Future, and they're hoping the Denver vote will provide momentum to ban slaughter in more places across the country. The group is made up of a few dozen volunteers in the Denver area with a small paid staff, and they operate under the umbrella of Pax Fauna, a large national animal rights organization. The question that will be on the ballot this November for voters is, shall the voters of the city and county of Denver adopt an ordinance prohibiting slaughterhouses and in connection beginning January 1st, 2026, prohibiting the construction, maintenance, or use of slaughterhouses within the city? And residents are asking, well, what's the impact if it passes?
Denver is an odd place to try a slaughterhouse ban because the town isn't a meat slaughtering powerhouse. Despite its location on the high plains in cattle country, it's home to really only one processing facility, Superior Farms, which is one of the country's only lamb processors. If the measure were to pass, Superior Farms would have to shutter its Denver facility, which in 2022 processed 300,000 head of lamb, or 15-20% of the total lamb supply in the country. The facility has been in business since 1964, and unlike most processing facilities here in the U.S., it's owned entirely by its employees, not a multinational packing company. Colorado State University recently completed a study on the prospective impact of the ordinance and found that, in the worst-case scenario, the measure could cost the state nearly 3,000 jobs and $900 million in lost economic activity. I'll have more when we return.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
An animal rights group hoping voters in Denver, Colorado will choose to ban meat processing facilities in the city limits would mean the closure of the city's only employee-owned lamb processing plant. If the Denver ban is successful, the group, Pro Animal Future, hopes to force more votes like this across the country. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group, 60 years of auction excellence. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier, thanks to New Nordics Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordics Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordics Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Saw Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. And I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong. Roger Staubach in my backyard had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. Took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. And my first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky. And the whole world cried. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something 1970-something. Oh, it was 19-something.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her, put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her drain. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She can handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, and how have I done? Her friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Don't worry about the one that got away. We'll play another country hit on Real Country, 1430.
He left me crying late one Sunday night. outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I work two jobs and I move three times. I ended up south of Memphis, working down in Riverside. I may not be so lucky in love, but the one thing I'm sure of, one hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old blue. He said, I've missed you for so long. Oh, baby, what can I do?
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA released updates to the federal milk marketing order. The 332-page proposal released Monday would restore a rule that makes the Class 1 milk price the higher of the price of Class 3 or Class 4 for a month. After an initial reading of the proposal, the National Milk Producers Federation reacted positively. We're heartened that much of what we proposed after more than 2 years of policy development and another year of testimony and explanation is reflected in USDA's recommended FMO modernization plan, said National Milk President and CEO Greg Dowd. Crafting an effective milk pricing system for farmers is complex and requires a careful balance. He also says USDA plans acknowledge that complexity, and while it doesn't match the Federation's proposal in every detail, Dowd says it looks largely in keeping with the comprehensive approach painstakingly determined by the work of dairy farmers and their cooperatives over the past 3 years. The incoming government in Mexico will discard a key goal of the previous administration to reduce yellow corn imports and achieve self-sufficiency in yellow corn production. Investing.com says the incoming agriculture minister, Julio Burgu, says Mexico will focus on maintaining self-sufficiency in the white corn that's commonly used in tortillas, a Mexican dietary staple. The policy of former President López Obrador aimed at dramatically reducing the imports of yellow corn, most of which comes from the U.S., and boost local production instead. Obrador wanted to limit the use of genetically modified corn, sparking a trade dispute with the U.S. Our objective is not to reduce imports, but to produce more, said Bergdo. Our goal in the six-year term is not self-sufficiency in yellow corn. Mexico's appetite for meat is growing, leading to an increasing demand for corn in the livestock sector, and that will mean larger imports of yellow corn. Wisconsin agriculture producers who have not yet completed their crop acreage reports after planting should make an appointment with their Farm Service Agency Service Center before July 15th. An acreage report documents a crop grown on a farm or ranch and its intended uses. Filing an accurate and timely report for all crops and land uses, including failed acreage and prevented planted acreage, can prevent the loss of benefits. Now, the July 15th deadline is for corn, soybeans, oats, rye, barley, wheat, sunflowers, pumpkins, sorghum, potatoes, hemp, and perennial forages, along with CRP. For more information, contact your local Farm Service Agency office. Another case of the H5N1 virus has been detected in a central Minnesota cattle herd. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health says the illness was found in a herd in Benton County last Friday. It's the seventh time this year that the H5N1 flu virus has been found in a dairy herd in Minnesota. According to USDA, the H5N1 virus has been found in 137 livestock herds in 12 states. Meanwhile, Wisconsin still has yet to have a single herd detected with the H5N1 virus. Farmer sentiment lowered in June as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer reading of 105 was 3 points below May's level. The overall drop in sentiment was due to a 5-point drop in the Index of Future Expectations, which dropped to 112, while the June Current Conditions Index increased to 90, 1 point higher than the May index. High input costs, the risk of lower prices for their products, and rising interest rates continue to weigh on farmer sentiment. The impact of rising interest rates on their farms has become a bigger concern for producers in recent months. Interest rates and higher break-even levels, combined with concerns that crop and livestock prices could weaken, are holding back producer sentiment in making producers cautious about making large investments. The Farm Capital Investment Index dropped by 3% to a reading of 132. The long-term farmland value index also dropped by 7 points. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside who really did all the work. Let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 81. More rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. There could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch or more possible. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them. For the glow of the neon lights, and it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Dear Mom and Dad, please send
told a little white lies. Well, everybody's your friend, you can never be sure. They'll promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things, but girl, you'll remember what your knees are for. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Please don't worry, cause I'm all right. See, I'm playing here at the bar tonight. Well, this time I'm gonna make our dreams come true.
Unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want.
Yeah.
She ain't typical. She's unpredictable. She's available. It's a miracle. How my heart stumbled into someone so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. Find someone so elegant, intelligent,
heaven sent. All my money spent, I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring.
She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears, it makes my heart sing. So kissable,
lookable, lovable, unbelievable.
Money spent, I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring.